you searching for happiness, this the way to go. You say you want peace, this the way to go. If you trying to see Jesus, this the way to go. We all wanna live, this the way to go.
The show,
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 this the way to go.
The show.
You are now listening to the Way to Go Youth Podcast with Pastor Jerome Baker. This podcast is an outreach of A Place of Refuge Church located in Carrollton, Georgia, where the pastor is Bishop Barry Walker. Our vision is to help youth and young adults to be productive in every aspect of life according to God's Word. Now, let's receive Pastor Baker with today's message. You are listening to The Way to Go.
One key word in Psalm 26 and verse number 1 is walk. Now, we all know what it means to walk naturally or literally speaking. To use your feet to step or to go in a certain direction. That is not the type of walk that the psalmist is referring to. When he talks about walking, he's talking about how a person lives, a young person's lifestyle, breaking it on down, how we think, how we talk, and how we behave. That defines our walk. How we think, how we talk, and how we behave. Our lifestyle, again, has to do with our help me, our walk. Our walk. And our walk has to do with our lifestyle. Breaking it on down. Come on. Our walk has to do with how we think, come on, talk and behave. Now, listen to my notes here. As a Christian, we must not walk based upon our own beliefs or opinions, but instead according to how the Bible teaches us how to walk. People in our day and time are walking how they want to walk. But as children of God, we should walk based upon the written and the revealed word of God. Whether we are teenagers, young adults, or adults, our walk should be based upon the word of God. Now, this is what I love about the word of God. It will teach us how we should walk and how we should not walk. The Bible is so clear, so plain. He's going to lay it down for us in scripture, how we, help me, should walk and how we should not walk. So let's look at a couple of truths about how we should and should not walk. Y'all ready? All right. Let's start in the book of Leviticus. Leviticus is in the Old Testament. Or just break down and go to the table of contents. Okay? Leviticus chapter 18. Because I'm telling you, you can see somebody living a certain way and you be like, oh, that seems fun. And you just do that. No, you don't do that. Or you hear what your peers are doing. Oh, man, that's popular. I should do that. No, 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 no. We need to consider scripture. Leviticus 18 and verse number 3. And notice, it says, according to the doings of the land of Egypt, where you dwelt, you shall not do. And according to the doings of the land of Canaan, where I am bringing you, look at this, you shall not do, nor shall you walk in their ordinances. What does this mean, young folk? We do not walk according to the doings of society. We do not walk according to the doings, the deeds of society, of the world. As a Christian, we have to learn how not to conform ourselves to the world. Just because other young folk smoking weed, you saved. That don't mean you smoke weed. Just because your peers vape, you saved. That don't mean you vape. Just because your peers are in the porn, that don't mean you need to be in the porn. You Christian. You Christian. You don't, and I don't do according to the doings or the deeds of society. And there are some things that society will say, it's okay. It's acceptable. It's legal. But in God's eyesight, that don't mean it's right. That don't mean that he is pleased with it. And it's not a popular teaching that I'm putting before you, but if we're going to follow Christ, young folk, we have to first deny ourselves. It's going to be a lot of things you want to do because you see your peers doing it. But if you and I are truly following Jesus, we have to deny ourselves, take up the cross, and follow him, not just on Sunday, but daily, every single day. We have to put our bodies under subjection, put our desires under subjection. Because again, you're going to see a lot of your peers, teammates, classmates doing things that's sinful, that's wrong. But as a child of God, we don't participate in it. I'm not getting too much help now. But if I'm right, somebody say, he right. Now, we're not going to Egypt or Canaan, but wherever you go, we have to be mindful of this. Whether you go to college, football game, the mall, wherever you and I go, we have to remember we don't do like everybody else do. We need to remember what Peter said, be ye holy, for our God is holy. That don't mean be perfect now, but that do mean we need to do according to God's word. So if you find yourself doing things like the world and you Christian, repent. Repent and make the necessary adjustments. I don't listen to everything everybody listen to. I don't watch everything that everybody say you should watch. I don't use common sense. I'm just, I live by faith or the word. And young people, if you are upright, if you are just, you shouldn't live by common sense. You shouldn't live by what's popular. We should live by the word of God. Man shall not live by bread alone, but by, help me, every word that comes from the mouth of God. So we don't walk the way everybody else walk, right? All right, let's go to Galatians. And you have to have that mindset. This is the mindset. I don't do what everybody else is doing. It may be acceptable for you, but my God wants me to live a certain way. Y'all hear me, young folk? All right. All right. Galatians. What did I say? Galatians chapter 5 and verse 16. Galatians in the New Testament. Look at Paul. I say then, walk in the Spirit, and you shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh. Try it again. I say then, walk in the, walk in the, walk in the, in the Spirit. Walk in the Spirit. Allow the Holy Spirit to guide you. Spirit also have to do with the breath of God. What God says, what God reveals by His Spirit, things that pertain to God. This is how we should walk. Are you understanding, young people? I don't live by pandemic. I'm not walking based upon that. I'm walking based upon God's plan. The world may be in pandemic, but what's God's plan for my life? Bigger and better. I am come that you might have life and have it more abundantly. Baker, I didn't give you the spirit of fear. The world may be fearful, but you don't be fearful. That spirit didn't come from me. You walk in the spirit. You walk in what is being revealed straight from heaven. How many are understanding by a show of hands? So important. It's so important because it's sad, but you got many church folk, they're not walking according to the spirit. Here he says the alternative, people are doing what they desire. They're walking in the flesh. But I said earlier, we have to put our flesh under what? Subjection. All right? So how should we not walk? We should not do what everybody else is what? Doing. And we should walk in the Spirit. And the Spirit has to do what? However the Spirit of God is guiding us. And we know the Spirit of God is going to guide us into what? All truth. Spirit has to do with the things of God or what God is breathing on us or revealing. Y'all got it? All right. Now, the psalmist in Psalm 26 in verse number 1 starts out by saying, vindicate me, O Lord. He wants the Lord to vindicate him. Examine him. Check me out, Lord. I know how I've been living. Vindicate me. Look at me, Lord. Check my life out. I know your eyes are in every place. I know you test the hearts of men. Vindicate me. Check me out. He goes on to talk about two traits that he knows that he possesses. Now, before I deal with these two traits, I just want to step in here and say this about that point. It is important, young folk, for you to know yourself. You need to know your strengths and your weaknesses. Anytime somebody can just say, Lord, check me out. I know how I'm living. That the psalmist is saying he knows where he is in God. He knows his strengths and he knows his weaknesses. As a young woman, as a young man, you likewise need to know yourself. You need to know what you're good at. You need to know what you need to improve. You need to know where your faith is in God. You need to know yourself. You don't need to depend on what other folk know about you. You need to know you. You need to know what you can handle and what you can't handle. There comes a time in life, young folk, you have to sit down and just do a self-examination. Man, Lord, where am I? Where am I in you? Where am I in life? And when you take inventory of yourself, young folk, you need to pat yourself on the back for areas that you're strong in, but you need to work on things that need improvement. And see, when you're able to do this, this is called growing up. This is called maturing. This is called, as we like to say, just keeping it real, keeping it a buck, keeping it 100, however you want to say it. But bottom line, you need to know yourself. You need to know when you're acting out of character. Man, this ain't me. I ain't carrying myself the way I should carry. This ain't me. And so the psalmist, he's saying, Lord, check me out. I know I have been walking in my integrity. Psalmist, no. He said, Lord, I've been walking in integrity. My integrity. Oh, Lord, can I deal with it this morning? We need to know if we are walking in integrity. One trait young folk need to have is integrity. Especially young folk that's saying Jesus is the Lord of their life. Got to have some integrity. Lord have mercy. So, Pastor, what is integrity? Can I give you a simple definition? It's when you stick to godly and morally right principles. That's what you call integrity. You stick to it. You stick to godly and morally right principles. That's integrity. And sometimes walking in integrity is challenging, but we need to do it. As a young woman, as a young man, as a parent, as a preacher, as a leader, we need to have integrity. You got to stick to it. You got to stick to it. If it's right, morally right, you just got to stick to that. Don't let it go for nobody. Your integrity has to do with your character, your reputation, your name. And check this out, young folk. The Bible teaches that a good name is better than rubies. See, when a person has integrity, they are a valuable person. And so we need to make sure and look at our lives. Am I sticking to godly principles, morally right principles? When I get mad, do I have integrity? When folk do me wrong, do I still have integrity? When things don't go my way, do I have integrity? When I have the opportunity to be no good, do I still have integrity? When I have the opportunity to do somebody wrong, because I don't like them anyway, do I still have integrity? How do you act when you get mad? And there's nothing wrong with being angry, right? The Bible say, be what? Be angry. But do you still have integrity when you get angry? Do you get so disrespectful? Do you start acting like a sinner? Or when you get angry, you stay within your limits? I'm upset, but I ain't gonna go no 3 weeks without talking to you. I'm still gonna speak. Do you have integrity? Do you have integrity when folk do you wrong? Do you forgive them, or are you the type of person that say, look, I forgive you, but I ain't going to forget? See, that ain't integrity. See, the Bible talks about how we should forget those things that are behind. And it be challenging. Am I right about it? Y'all won't even finish the verse with me, but am I right? Yeah. Integrity is very important, young folk. When you get money, integrity says, do right by that money. If some folk get money and they change. Some folk get money and they don't give. Or some folk get money and they love the money more than they love God. Boy, we're going to deal with some stuff this morning. What is integrity? Sticking to what? Godly and what? Moral principles. Help me out, everybody. What is integrity? Sticking to? And you stick to it. Now, let me say this. We need to look at a few things about integrity before we go further. Y'all ready? Let's go to Job. Job chapter number 2. There we go. Y'all got it? All right, hurry up. I know somebody didn't ask Siri, where's Job? Where's Job? Just find Psalm, and Job is right next door. Okay? Y'all got it? Job chapter number 2. Verse 3. Y'all read along with me. Then the Lord said to who? Satan. Have you considered my servant Job, that there is none like him where? That's saying something. On the earth. A blameless and upright man. One who fears God and shuns evil. And he still holds fast to his integrity, although you incited me against him to destroy him without cause. What do I want us to see in this verse? This is the Lord talking to Satan about Job. And he gives some traits of Job. And one of the traits is that Job, though he was going through some things, he still held fast to his what? Integrity. What is this teaching us? Your integrity in life, young folk, will be tested. Your integrity in life will be tested. But like Job, we got to hold on to it tightly. Job's integrity was being tested to see if he was still going to fear God, love God, worship God. And so the Lord allowed Satan to touch various aspects of his life. But the Bible says in Job 27 and 5 that Job held on into his integrity until he died. And see, young folk, we need to learn through that no matter what we go through, you hold on to your integrity. You dealing with sexual pressure, you still hold on to your integrity. Even though sometimes that flesh and that body be cutting up strong. You remember Job, I got to hold on. Holy Spirit, you got to give me the power to hold on to my integrity. I don't want to end up being like some young folk where they did it one time and then their whole life was changed after one act. How many know all it take is one time? You fertile, baby. Your body is ready to do some things. If you are already going through that female cycle, your body is ready to produce life. And all it takes is one time. One time. I said all it takes is one time. Young brother, your body ready. Your body ready. And all it takes is one time. You got to hold on to your integrity. When your folk put the pressure on you to just smoke a little bit, you got to hold on to your integrity. When the girl saying she want to put her mouth on you, brother, you got to hold on to your integrity. Y'all laughing. But you got young folk that's 7 and 8 years old going through sexual temptation and desires. Online playing video games, but their peers are talking to them about porn. Online on their phone playing video games, and you got these ads that pop up with women with big old breastuses, and you like, that looks fun, and you want to tap on it, but then it opens up the door to a whole bunch of lewdness, wickedness, and just nasty stuff you shouldn't be exposed to at a young age. You got to hold on to your integrity. Be playing with your parents' phone, then your parents get the phone. Why are these porno ads coming up on my phone? Because somebody that was using your phone done tapped into something. You got to hold on to your integrity, young folk. Got to hold on. It's going to be tested. It's going to be tested. Your relationships with your parents, whether you be lying or not, that integrity is going to be tested. It's going to be tried as you grow, as you get older. You're going to get into opportunities and you're going to have the opportunity to make big money, but your integrity going to be tested. I said your integrity will be tested in life. What you have been taught is going to be put on the table to see if you're going to stand by that or you're going to switch up and do something else. Somebody at your own church going to make you mad and you're going to be like, well, I'm leaving. That's your integrity being tested. Because you the one talked about, God brought me here. God told me to do this. God, well, that's going to be it's going to be tested. And now in our day and time, you see people letting go of their integrity. You see it. From young to adults, you see folk letting go of integrity. Do y'all see it or is it just me? You see it. You see it. But you got to hold on to it. You and I. And check this out. The higher you go in life, in ministry, to whom much is given, much will be required. Your integrity. It's going to be tried. My integrity, it's going to be tried. Has anybody's integrity ever been tried here recently? By a show of hands. One thing I love about the Word of God, it will reveal what you've been through, what you're going through, or to talk to you about something that's on the way. Why will it do that? Because the Word of God is living. It's alive. And so we have to check ourselves. And we have to stand on our integrity. You had an opportunity to stay out of church. When you do stuff like that, you don't have that much integrity. Leave God's house for something that can't deliver you. And that's something. I'll be looking at these games. Can I just talk from my point of view? I'll be looking at these games now, especially since they say we're still in a pandemic and they want folk to be 6 and 7 feet apart and all this and wear helmets and masks and all that. And if you do that, that's I'm not tripping, but this is all I'm saying. You got all of these folk, hundreds of thousands of folk in cities at games and so forth, running over, folk enjoying life, but you got some church folk that still have a problem with coming to a church with 100 folk. I'd be like, man, folk letting go of there. Folk letting go. But folk letting go. But am I right about it? That's just my personal opinion. Y'all hear me? I just thought I would share that. But I want y'all to know that's just my personal opinion. Let's go to Proverbs. No matter what you go through, hold on to your integrity, young folk. Yes. Hold on to those godly and morally right standards. You don't let them go for nobody. For nobody. Let's go to Proverbs. Proverbs chapter number 20. Verse number 7. The righteous man or woman walks in his integrity. His children are blessed after him or her. Integrity causes blessings. That's the truth, or one of the truths in the verse. When you or I walk in integrity, we're going to be blessed. Now, I will say this. There will be a stage of persecution. When you hold on to integrity, you're going to go through something. Folk going to talk about you, scandalize your name, may even dog you out. But blessed are those who are persecuted for righteousness' sake. And here in the verse, young folk, it lets us know that when a righteous person walks in integrity, blessings are going to follow. Blessings are going to follow. Favor is going to follow. Good things are going to happen. So this past week, when we was on vacation, we rented a car, okay? And so I'm driving the car, and the car had a bad tire on it. Yeah. So I put some air in it, drove a few hundred miles, and guess what? It was a slow leak in the tire. And so I said, I don't want to be driving this car around, and something happened, and we spending vacation on the side of the road. So we're down in Florida. Y'all following me? We're down in Florida, and we go find the rental car place because I want to switch the vehicle out. And so I go to this place, and we come up in there, and I tell the young man what's going on, and he don't want to help me. I'm like, excuse me, sir, the car is messed up. He said, no, look, what you can do is, you can take this car and get the tire checked out and bring it back and so forth. And I'm like, you want me to go sit on my vacation at an auto mechanic place? Y'all just can't switch this car out for my inconvenience? And we don't have that car in stock. And I'm saying to myself, brother, this y'all car messed up. Y'all can't give me a common courtesy and just upgrade a brother? You know, I ain't trying to get over. Now, I was thinking all this. I didn't say this because I'm trying to keep my composure because I was hot. Then he tells me, he says, you know what you could do? Again, you could do. He said, you can call some other places and rent a car out and see if they got it in stock. I said, sir, can you help me call them? I don't want to be up in here all day. This is what he do. He go get the call, he go get the phone, dial the number, listen, and then hang up like he done made a phone call. Oh, I was hot. So I talked to this one young lady. She said, sir, what you need to do, she said, if it was me, just take the car to the airport. And they'll switch you out because they got a whole bunch of cars. I said, how far is the airport from where I'm at? She says, probably about 30, 45 minutes. And I told my wife, I said, well, let's go. We ain't got nothing else to do. Let's just ride. And when we get to that side of the town, we're just going to have a good time. So we ride 45 minutes out the way to the airport, and they switched the car out and gave us something better. So we was happy. Now, somebody that was in the car with me, I ain't saying no names, wanted to bring back up how they was upset about how we were treated. And so I told the person, I said, look, don't say nothing else. I said, it's over and done with. Leave it alone. I don't want to ruin my vacation thinking about how they treated us. And so this was Monday. So we got all the way. Again, remember the text, young folk. Blessings follow folk who have what? Integrity. So I didn't go off on the man. I didn't say nothing. I just bit the bullet and let it go. And so we got all the way back home. Everything was safe. We had a good time. I wasn't even thinking about my experience. So then we get back to the rental car place, and I'm checking the car in. And the young lady asked me, she says, so how was your trip? And I said, you know what? Them folk made me grateful for y'all because y'all are so good. I said, this happened. They were so rude. They was out of place in how they was acting, but, you know, we made it through. And she said, I'm so sorry to hear that. She said, a lot of folk are going through things right now. And I said, hey, it's part of life. And I didn't say nothing else. So she doing her little thing. She doing her checking me in. Are y'all still with me? And so then she just looks up at me and she said, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to give you a discount. I said, sure, you're right. You're going to do that. She said, I'm going to give you a discount for all that you've been through. I'm going to take such and such amount off your total. And I'm just going to, we're going to deal with it like that because you shouldn't have had to go through that. I said, thank you so much. I was praising the Lord. I was like, thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. But then the Lord said, integrity, when you have integrity, what's going to follow? Bless, man, I could have went off. I could have went off down there in Florida. And who would have been right? I'd have been right because they was all in the wrong. But I want you to learn from this, young folk. When we do right, God going to take care of us. When we do right by folk, when we carry ourselves properly in situations that we go through, we don't yield to the flesh, and we show some integrity, what's going to follow? Blessings going to follow. I wasn't even expecting that blessing, but I knew it was because of integrity. It was integrity. I did what was right. The Lord helped me do what was right. There are some blessings I get because I've been taught how to have integrity. There are some folk that I encounter, and they say, "Where you go to church?" And I tell them why I go to church and who my pastor is. They treat me a certain way just because of the integrity that I have been taught. Some of you as young folk, when people bump into you and they see how you carry yourself and how your parents trained you, they do certain things for you. Some of you should have been expelled, in school suspension, but some of them teachers will look at you, "I know your mama. I know you've been taught better than that. I know you know how to act." They know you got in integrity. And so they'll say things like, "I'm not going to do this right here. I'm going to give you one more chance, but I'm still going to call your mama." But what do I want us to see, young folk? Blessings follow folk that have integrity. Blessings. That's what I want you to learn. Do right, and God will bless you. Help me tell somebody, say, do right, and God will bless you. Some of y'all didn't even say that. Come on, look at somebody else. Say, do right, and God will bless you. Yeah. Don't ever get into the mindset, it is what it is. No, when you and I walk with integrity, God will bless us. If you wrong, have the integrity to say you wrong. If you messed up, have the integrity to say you messed up. Woo! Look at somebody and say, "Are you ever wrong?" No, wait for the answer. All right. Look at that. Sometimes. Integrity. If somebody is a blessing to you, have integrity to say what? Say thank you. If somebody give you something, just have enough integrity. Just don't take it and run. Just say, thank you. That's it right. Secondly, the psalmist not only said, "Lord, check me out. I not only got integrity, but I also have trusted in the Lord." That's what he said. "I have also trusted in the Lord, depended on you. Relied on you." And as young folk, as you grow, society wants you to be dependent on your job. Lord have mercy. We see now, show no more than any, the government wants people to be dependent on it. But young people, we need to be dependent on our God. Trust the Lord. Thank God you're talented and gifted, but don't trust in your talents and gifts. That'll only take you so far. Trust the Lord. Trust the Lord. And that's what the psalmist is telling the Lord. "Look, I've been trusting in you. I've been walking in integrity. I know I ain't going to slip. I shall not slip. I'm not going to doubt you, Lord. I'm not going to waver if you're going to do a particular thing in my life." Sometimes, young people, you pray and ask God to do a number of things, and it doesn't happen on your timetable. And sometimes you may get a thought, "Well, maybe God don't want to do it." Don't cast that thought out. If you've been living with integrity and trust in the Lord, you got a right to say, "Lord, I know I've been living right. Lord, I know I've been seeking your face. I know I've been worshiping you. You're going to do this thing. It's going to work out together for my good." Trust the Lord, young folk. Rely on him. Depend on him. Live by the written and the revealed word of God. So if I'm trusting the Lord today, I'm leaving here in my spirit. I got to walk in integrity. I got to walk in integrity. And I got to make sure that I'm trusting the Lord. I'm not going to doubt you, Lord. I'm going to trust you. Lord have mercy. In my clothes. Let's go to Psalm. Let's go to Psalm 31. Psalm 31. Y'all getting it? All right. Can y'all see that society wants us to trust in it? Are y'all able to see that now? It's so clear. It's so clear that society wants us to be dependent on it. But we should depend on the Lord, right? All right. Psalm 31, we closing with these few verses right here. 14. Psalm 31, 14. Y'all read this loud with me. Y'all, I know y'all listening, but everybody read this. Ready? Go. But as for me, I trust in you, O Lord. What does he say? I say, you are my God. I love this. When we trust in the Lord, it has to be a personal commitment. I'm choosing to trust you, Lord, with my career. I'm choosing to trust you, Lord, while I'm in school. I'm choosing to trust you with this, that, and the other. You, my God. You are my source. You, my source. You are the one that creates things in my life. You are the one that creates things in my life. How many know our God is a creator? Yeah. I'm trusting you, Lord. I'm trusting you to bring my family through this particular season. I'm trusting you, Lord, to bring me through this, that whatever I'm going through in my body. You are my God. You, my God. I trust you. Nothing goes down without my God allowing it. I trust you. You know what I don't know. I trust you. You my provider, Lord. You know what I need. You know what I desire. I trust you. I done brought you your tithe, your offering. I'm praying. I'm serving. I done did all I can do. I'm just going to trust you. They saying they're going to do this on the job. They saying they're going to cut back on this. They saying they're going to raise this. But, Lord, I trust you. You my God. You my God, Lord. You my God. I trust you. Oh, Lord, I believe you. And we know when it comes to our God, there is nothing too hard for our God. All things are possible to him that believes. With man, this is impossible. But with God, all things are possible. I trust you. Lord have mercy. I don't know what my young folk dealing with or going through. I don't know what grown folks are dealing with, but how many are trusting your God? How many are trusting your God while you're in it and you ain't just waiting on him to do something when you come out? You're looking for him to do something while you are in it. I trust you, Lord. I trust you. You my God. Good God. I said, you are my God. Last verse, Psalm 84. Psalm 84. I trust you, Lord. Good God Almighty. Y'all need to read this. Y'all ain't happy as I thought y'all would, especially my little section over here that usually be loud. Round about First Lady and back, them rows right there. Y'all come on, Psalm 84 and 12. Last verse, let's hit it out the park. Y'all ready? Hurry up now. 84 and 12. Ready? O Lord of hosts, blessed, finish it, is the man who trusts in you. Lord, have mercy. Blessed is the man who trusts in you, the Lord of hosts. Do you know what a host is? The army. The Lord of the armies. How many know God is the Lord of hosts? See, if the whole world be against us, but God is for us, how many know we steal more? If your doctor against you, you got the Lord of hosts on your side. If your peers are against you, you got the Lord of hosts on your side. The Lord of the armies? Good God Almighty. When Jesus was before the courts, they was ready to kill him. When he was before a gang of folk that was ready to take him to the courts, Jesus replied, look, I could call some legions of angels down right now. And we can straighten, and I'm paraphrasing, we can straighten this situation out real quick and easy. Jesus is the Lord of hosts. Good God Almighty. That's who we trust. I said, that's who we trust. And when the enemies came against Israel, it was the Lord of hosts who showed up and confused them, and they began to fight themselves. And that's what killed them themselves. Got an army behind them that we can't even see with our natural eyes. But Lord, I trust you. I said, I trust you. You are in complete control of everything. And whoever chooses to trust the Lord of hosts, this verse says you blessed. This verse says that you are favored of God. And we know the blessing of the Lord makes one rich and adds no sorrow. I'm blessed. Regardless of who I'm dealing with, what I'm dealing with, as long as I trust the Lord, as a young person, I am blessed. I'm blessed of God. You know what a blessed person is? A happy person. A blessed person is a happy person. Put a smile on your face because you are trusting the one that can turn your situation around. You are trusting the one that can make your situation better. A blessed person is a happy person. Yeah, your loved one passed, but you blessed. Blessed are those who die in the Lord. You are happy because you know that they are now in heaven because they made Jesus, their Lord and Savior. I'm happy. I'm blessed. Good God Almighty. I'm going through something, but I'm trusting the Lord. I am happy. I am blessed. Got to do a victory turn. I am blessed. I'm happy. Hallelujah. When we trust the Lord, we some blessed folk. We some happy folk. We can sing. We can dance. We can give God the glory. We can go on with our life because we're trusting the Lord. And as young folk, that's what we need to be. We need to walk with integrity and trust the Lord. And when I'm trusting the Lord, I'm blessed. I'm blessed. Can you say you blessed? Do you know you blessed? You can only say it and know it if you trust in the Lord. I'm blessed. I'm blessed. I'm not seeing what I want to see, but that's all right. Blessed are those, Jesus taught, who hear the word and keep it. I am blessed. I'm trusting the Lord. Preach to yourself. Say, trust the Lord, and you're blessed. Good God Almighty. Heading on vacation, and you're trusting the Lord. You know what they say about you? You blessed. And when you get to where you're going, it's going to be some blessings waiting on you. Woo, not just no one, but many blessing waiting on you. He said, wherever your foot tread, he'll make sure that you are blessed. Oh, God, I'm in something right now, but I'm blessed. I'm preaching myself happy. Look at somebody and say, I'm trusting the Lord, but I'm blessed at the same time. I'm going through, but I'm blessed. How many understand we need to walk with integrity and trust the Lord? Why do we trust the Lord? He's our God. And what happens when we trust the Lord? We're blessed. Y'all got it? I'm going to stop right there. Let's give God a hand clap for the teaching this morning. Come on and put those hands together. Oh, come on, happy folk, blessed folk.
Thank you for listening to today's message. Please be sure to stop by Pastor Baker's website. Go to www.jeromeabaker.com. Until next time, remember, Jesus came that you might have life and have it more abundantly. You just need to know the way to go.